Hoboken Mayor Dawn Zimmer wants to build a wall around her New Jersey city. It's part of a series of plans to protect the compact city of 50,000 people from another storm like Sandy. Zimmer is outlining her proposals during her State of the City address tonight. WNYC's Matthew Sherman spoke with her earlier today and joins us now. What sort of walls are we talking about, Matthew?
The walls would go on the northern and the southern edges of the city, connecting the Hudson with a natural cliff that forms Hoboken's western border. The height of the wall hasn't been worked out yet, but they would be high enough to stop another major flood, so potentially 10 to 15 feet in places. And parts of them would be retractable flood walls. They might be on the ground and then swing up, or they might be behind other walls, like sliding doors in a closet, or already in operation at hospitals and other facilities around the country. I just saw one on the internet in Binghamton, which was actually paid for with Federal Emergency Management Agency funds. So it wouldn't be necessarily a solid wall like European cities used to have for protection against invaders, but some parts of the wall would be solid, and they would be decorated with greenery or murals to make them more pleasant.
It sounds pretty like a massive undertaking and pretty extreme. Why does Mayor Zimmer think this is necessary?
Sandy hit Hoboken really hard, flooding the majority of the city, causing major property damage and basically shutting down the city for several days. And since then, the Federal Emergency Management Agency came out with new flood maps, which set very high standards for people who need to rebuild their structures substantially, or for developers in the future to erect new buildings. And Zimmer told me these new rules basically mean that in much of the city, the first occupiable floor would have to be 13 feet off the ground, and she can't imagine what that will do to Hoboken.
Well, you won't be able to, like, walk into a store. You'll have to go up, like, many, many stairs, or you'll have to go, you know, up to your residence. They're talking about changing the face of the urban landscape. I mean, that kind of a requirement will destroy Hoboken.
A lot of Hoboken's buildings are old townhouses, brownstones, and many of those have garden apartments that would probably have to be vacated to meet FEMA's rebuilding guidelines. So Zimmer says this wall, along with some other measures, are ways to avoid doing that.
What do experts think about this idea of putting a wall around the city? What are some of the unintended side effects?
You know, I put the question to Phil Orton, who's a research scientist at Stevens Institute of Technology in Hoboken, actually on a hill above the city. It was one of the few areas of the city that survived, although its power went off. He's someone who's been skeptical about erecting a big hurricane barrier across New York Harbor, for example. So I was surprised, but he said he thinks a wall like this makes sense for Hoboken.
It's a town that doesn't have much area that's elevated, and it's a very small city with high density. And I'm not sure what the alternatives are. Do you want to move people out to suburbia, create new urban sprawl? Do you want to give up on your city?
The Hoboken geography may actually work in favor of the wall idea because it doesn't have to be very long and it connects to the cliff to the west. But Orton and another hurricane researcher I talked to, Klaus Jacob at the Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory at Columbia, both warned me that these walls can lull people into a sense of security like the dikes did in Louisiana. Then a really, really big flood comes and overwhelms the barriers and making the damage that much greater.
What about that hurricane barrier people have been talking about for New York Harbor? Would that not serve Hoboken as well?
It would, but the barrier at this point is still quite theoretical. Mayor Bloomberg has voiced his opposition to it. Zimmer says she can't wait that long. Hoboken floods easily from rain and could flood again this summer. But it does raise the question, will every city and town come up with its own solution to rising sea levels, or will there be some sort of regional approach? And there are regional implications even for this little wall, for example. It could push more water to the south, to Jersey City, and to the north, to Weehawken. Zimmer says engineers have told her that won't happen, but Phil Orton, the scientist, says towns should be talking to one another about collaborating and maybe doing some of these projects jointly.
How much would it cost to build a wall around Hoboken, and who would pay for it?
Zimmer said she isn't ready to give out a number yet. She said she's trying to get money from the Sandy aid bill passed by Congress. She's trying to get access to some money that's usually used to buy out properties or elevate single-family homes, and also for community development block grant money. which gives localities some more flexibility. But both of those routes require Zimmer to get approval from the state, county, and federal governments. And there's a March 15th deadline to get her application in, and that's why she's developing a plan right now.
Very briefly, Matthew, some other things Mayor Zimmer wants to do to protect Hoboken besides a wall?
Sure. She wants to buy some parkland to the west of the city, put some retaining pools that will potentially capture some of the water runoff, put green roofs on top of buildings that would also absorb the rain, turn some of the asphalt, make it absorbable, again, so that the rainwater or flooding water doesn't just sit on top of pavement, but actually goes into the ground.
WNYC's Matthew Sherman on Hoboken Mayor Don Zimmer's proposals to build ways to protect the city from future flooding, including a wall around the city. Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks, Amy.
This is WNYC.